Today is Pentecost, the birthday of the Church Universal. A day we celebrate our new building with which we got a new name, Welcome Table. Today is the day we celebrate the rebirth of this community around that essential commitment to welcome, to hospitality. And now the invitation to a radically welcoming table is not gone. It is as real as it ever was. Just as the church is not closed, it is as open as it ever is. But the table that we now welcome all to is a virtual table. And while the church is open, the doors to our building have been lovingly locked. Acts 2 begins, they were all in one place together. I could not prevent my heart from harboring jealousy towards our ancestors in faith this week. They were all in one place together. And dear, beloved church, we are together in one heart. As the hymn reminds us, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are together in spirit, and not in some wishy-washy way of using that word, of throwing around words like thoughts and prayers of politicians who do nothing to change our ailing society. We are together in spirit in a very real and powerful way. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And I do pray daily for the maintenance of our unity from afar, and I pray for the full restoration of that unity in person when it is safe and right. Because while the church never closed, my heart aches to be with you in person, to safely share with you a cup of coffee at coffee hour, to hold a space to mourn a rising death count around our labyrinth, to hand you, please know in my heart I am remembering each of you. And so specifically I mean to you, to hand you a piece of bread, an allergen-free bread, faithfully and kindly baked by Kay, cut into little squares by Kayanne, accompanied with flowers from Cheryl's yard, and standing in between Marsha and Jen as I hand you, specifically you, that bread, and say to you, the bread of heaven given for you, and say your name with a smile that is the overflowing brim of the cup of love that Spirit fills me with for you. Church never closed, but as I read of that early church in Acts, my heart was suffering with jealousy. They were all together in one place. And as we approached Pentecost, I knew that our Lamentation study would not be over yet. And I wondered and I prayed how these two would fit together. How do you celebrate a birthday and lament a loss all at once? This person will have a quarantine birthday. So here we are. I am lamenting that we are not in one literal place together, and the world is lamenting that George Floyd will never be in one physical place with his loved ones again, this side of the eternal mysteries of resurrection that we do not fully understand. The world is lamenting that Ahmaud Arbery will never be in one physical place with his loved ones this side of eternity. That Breonna Taylor will never be in one physical place with her loved ones on this mortal plane. That so many Black lives have been lost to COVID-19 and will never be in one physical place with their loved ones again this side of whatever is next. That 100,000 U.S. Americans have died of COVID-19 and will never be in one physical place with their loved ones. On a day that we celebrate the universality of the church and the unity of all people, all peoples, we are lamenting that the number is not 100,000, but 350,000 siblings who have been parted from us in this life globally by COVID-19. In Acts, they were all in one place together. In 2020, we most certainly are not. Except that some of us are. As a spirit of holy impatience with injustice breaks travel bans and floods across this country, causing siblings to gather in one place, and on a day we celebrate the spirit who is also called breath, they are crying out, "We cannot breathe." And so I wondered how Lamentations and Pentecost would speak together. And the two of them laughed at my question and informed me that they have ever been good friends. And I am most welcome to listen in on their ongoing heartfelt interchange. truth is, on this day, the world needs the birth of a church who lives outside her walls. On this day, the world needs the birth of a church who can lament. On this day, the world needs the birth of a church who can lament as Lamentations does, with raw openness to our own sins and our own culpability in the brokenness of the story. With eyes to see white supremacy and hands and feet to dismantle it, like an ancient city that can no longer stand. On this day, the world needs the giving of the Spirit who is wind, a wind that dances around boundaries, carrying a message of love that cannot yet be seen, but can be felt, can be heard as she whirls and tickles our ears. A Spirit who is breath. We need to breathe. We need to allow one another to breathe. We need to stay home and keep ventilators freed up for others to breathe. We need to sacrifice some of our liberties and wear a mask so that others can breathe. We need to get off the neck of oppressed people so that all can breathe. We need, as we rage and weep and pace with anxiety over all that is broken and how small and how incapacitated many of us feel, how vulnerable or tired, how we need to stay in our homes and so cannot be in one place with those who are demanding breath, we need to breathe. 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 This is Spirit. She is your very breath. Breathe, breathe. Let the act of breathing be a part of the revolution of love that Spirit has been birthing for 2,000 years and even more according to some of our siblings of other faiths. It is not the birthday we wanted to plan for the church. It is not the celebration of Spirit in person that we had longed for. This has not been even the online service I wanted to give you as Spirit took me on a long and winding, sorrowful walk to get to this sermon. I wrote three others, by the way. But this is the Pentecost we need. Dear church, be born. Dear church, midwife the birth of liberating love and justice wherever you go, even if it is on a computer screen or in prayers from a distance or in your garden. Church, breathe. Breathe deep. Church, ensure that all can breathe and breathe deep. I've included some resources for fighting racism from home in the description of this video. I want you to know that you can also email me at pastor@welcometablecc.org to set up a time to chat about what being church and ensuring everyone has the spiritual gift of breath looks like for you. You can email me and you can say, I am too tired. I am too vulnerable, too anxious, too depressed, too lonely, too worn out from parenting. All I can do is garden and Zoom with the people I love. All I can do is parent my kids and maybe, maybe by some Pentecostal gift, I can put away the laundry. You can say that. And we can listen for Spirit's gentle but faithful call in that. We can be together in one spiritual place as we wonder what Spirit has for us. As for you right now. And we are all gathered in one place. And Spirit is speaking to us in ways we can understand that, as at the first Pentecost, will enable us to speak and to listen in tongues, to care for one another, to welcome all, to be welcomed ourselves, to breathe. To inhale God's deep and wild love for us and to exhale a fire of God's wild and transformative love for a world in need of healing. Happy Pentecost, church. Amen.